Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Saturday, June 4th, and we're here trying to answer your financial questions. Do you know how we do that? It's very simple. All you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, let us know if you want to come on the air, then we'll do the rest. Mark will send you the link and all that fun stuff. While you're on our website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Mark, how many people have now signed up for the free weekly newsletter? Don't air this. I don't like the numbers to come out, but I do want to know. Okay, so Mark just gave me the newsletter count. It's fantastic. It's a well into the five figures. But you know what? I want more because I'm greedy and I'm sorry. I'll admit it. I also want that because we're about to do our big book cover reveal. And I want everyone in the newsletter to get it. And I want everyone to pre-order it. Mark, this is a whole game in publishing. You get people to pre-order the book, and then you can maybe sell a whole bunch of books. Like, it kind of counts for that first week. And that first week of sales kind of determines everything for the whole New York Times bestseller, blah, 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 which I think is baloney, but I want to do it because I'm competitive. You know, it's just that. I mean, I wish that I could tell you it were different, but I'm just competitive. And as soon as they told me that, I was like, well, you know what? And so anyway, we're going to do something very special. If you pre-order the book, we're going to give you something. So wait until you hear about that. And we're only going to do it on the radio show and podcasts. We're going to offer something very special to our listeners who pre-order the book. You don't even know about this, Mark. It's so exciting. Anyway, today we continue to answer your financial questions. We are going to chat with Chris, who's got a question, which he knows I'm going to already have a hard time with. So here we go. Why am I going to have a hard time with you, Chris?
Well, I don't think you like the life insurance product so much. So
yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater either. Give me an idea about why you're calling in and tell everybody the product in question.
Okay. So a couple years ago, we've got both my wife and I have some very generous parents, and they started gifting us some money. And round numbers, it's about $100,000 a year. And it's looking like we'll probably be getting this money for a total of about 7 years before they're retired. So we're in year three right now. And we had looked at, you know, 529 plans for the boys. Our oldest is 11. And didn't really like the restrictions with some of that. And in my state here, there's no real advantages tax-wise to using any of their programs. And so we basically got the idea of this equity index life insurance policy. And so that's what we've been doing, is putting in the max funding each year here for that seven-year period, trying to just max it out and let it ride, basically, and use that maybe for college funding with some loans down the road, and then eventually, hopefully, for some retirement income. So,
okay. How much is the policy death benefit amount for you and for your wife?
So it's just in my name only, and the death benefit is about $2.8 million.
That's interesting. So just in your name. And the owner of that policy is you, or is it a life insurance trust, or has there been some other mechanism created in terms of estate planning for this?
Yeah, so last January we sat down with an estate planning attorney and she drafted up a revocable living trust. So that would be the beneficiary.
Okay, so the revocable trust is the beneficiary. So it's not an irrevocable life insurance trust, which would pull it out of the estate.
Correct.
Okay, let me ask another couple of questions. So what do you and your wife do for a living?
I'm a pilot and my wife is a recreational therapist.
How much do pilots make these days?
It can vary, but right now, probably about 170 or so.
Mm-hmm. And how much does your wife earn as a recreational therapist?
Well, she's mostly focused on being a great mom, but she worked probably has about $5,000 to $10,000 a year in income.
Okay.
So 180 total.
So on the 180, tell me a little bit about, you know, how you guys are living. Is that supporting you? Are your expenses in line? How are you feeling on that?
Yeah, I think we're good. We're not socking it away, but we're not going in the red each month. I've got a great employer 401k plan with Vanguard, and we max out the 401k each year for myself. We max out Roths for both of us. We also max out an HSA through my work.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I think we're good on all those accounts.
And okay.
That's kind of why the life insurance came into the picture, was just that it was a kind of a separate bucket, so to speak.
I got you. Okay. A couple more questions. How old are you?
I just turned 40.
Oh, congratulations. Just it gets better emotionally. It just gets worse physically, sorry to say.
Yeah.
How about your wife?
She's 39.
Okay. How much money do you have saved for retirement right now?
Round number is $500,000.
Okay. The HSA?
$17,000.
Okay. All right. So if you look at your income, it sounds to me like your expenses must be pretty well in line because you're socking away a lot of money, right? Between the 401k, the Roth, the HSA, what do you figure you're living on? Like, what do you think is your desired income?
I would say take-home pay of probably be about $120,000 or so.
Okay, that sounds good to me. How long do you think you're going to be working till, approximately? I know that sounds crazy, but just, I don't know what the lifeline of a pilot would be in this universe.
It's actually, assuming you stay healthy enough, it's really predictable because there's mandatory retirement ages. So I would be shooting for age 65, so 25 more years.
Okay. That's great. All right. So it looks to me like retirement-wise, you're pretty much on track because we need to get you $3.5 million or so to generate that $10,000 a month. Are you part of a airline that provides a pension still? I know that the benefits definitely changed quite a bit. Would you have a pension available to you?
No more pensions.
No more pensions. Okay. All right. House, what do you got going?
We have a house. We moved in here about 4 years ago and about $317,000 on it. It's worth about $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Going to stick around in this? Is this a house you want to stay in?
Yep, we'll be here probably till we downsize in 20, 30 years.
Okay, so let's get back to your life insurance. So everybody understands this. The idea of using life insurance as an investment is one that can be really complicated and has to be well executed because there are some rules about making sure that you can't put too much money into a life insurance contract. I presume because you're working with an attorney and it sounds like someone, you know what you're doing, which is you don't want it to become a modified endowment contract. I'm sure you're doing that, right?
Yeah, we're max funding right up below that line. So
okay. So you put all this money into this policy and in your mind, how have you and the person who sold it to you, how have you determined that you would use the cash value in that policy to fund college? Would you withdraw it or would you borrow it out?
Borrow only.
Okay. So everyone understands your money goes into this contract. There's no tax due because when you put the money in and you borrow it out, you actually will avoid taxation. Now, there is some thorniness around how do you manage this product down the line. But again, I'm going to leave that to the side for a second because it sounds like you guys know what you're doing here. So now what you're basically saying is you're going to dump all this money in. The beneficiary of this policy is who? Your wife or the kids? Or there's the trust, right?
It'd be the, yeah, through the
trust. Just the trust. Okay. So in that respect, you pop all the money in, you do all your notices, you do everything the right way, you borrow the money out. I guess in your mind is that you'll probably have more money than you need for college, but this will be a supplemental retirement plan, right?
Yes, it'd cover both bases.
Okay. So what's the question at hand?
Do you agree with that thought process, or do you think, knowing that I've got basically four more premium payments to go in here, should I continue on this path, or do you have some recommendations to maybe throttle back on the life insurance and consider some other options instead?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. Obviously, this is an expensive way to do it, all right? I know that what you're saying to me is, hey, I looked at the 529 plan, but you like the flexibility. But now that you have a chunk of money that's in here, and what's the current cash value on this policy?
Well, we've got two things, I guess, cash value and accumulation value. The cash value is $135,000, and the accumulation is just under $190,000.
Always look at the lower number, just in case,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
And you've put in for how long? How many years have you put in?
I've put in two premiums of $100,000 each, and then literally this in the next couple of weeks here, I'm due for the third premium here.
The reason why I tend to not like using this is it's an expensive way to save for college. And I understand the rationale. I understand the way that you guys were kind of pushing through your thought process. But even if they're, where do you live? What state?
Minnesota.
And what's the 529 plan in Minnesota, just out of curiosity?
Let's just say I would use Utah or something.
Okay, so you would use Utah or one of the other good plans, maybe Maryland. And those plans would cost you probably something like 0.5% a year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Do you know what the pricing is, what the cost is, the mortality expense, administrative cost for being in this life insurance policy?
Yes, I've got the breakdown for all of that stuff.
And what's the total, like on a percentage basis? How much, what percent is coming out of your pocket?
Probably about 2.5%.
So I guess that I would ask you this. To make a decision about what, you know, how I think about it, I am a simple gal. I've said this many times. If I'm going to pay 2.5% versus paying 0.5% for something, what am I getting for that 2%? And it sounds to me, for what you're saying is, hey, for the extra 2%, I'm getting maximum flexibility, right?
Sure.
I think that that's okay, but I think that I would do, first of all, you've already dumped the money in, right? So I don't want you to get out of it because you've got a crazy surrender charge ahead of you, right?
Yep, right.
So what I would rather do is say for the next $100,000 that comes in, maybe what I'd like to do is to fund a 529 account. And I would do that instead. And the reason is that I just think it's a cheaper cost of investing. I think that, you know, chances are if you want flexibility with the kids and you didn't want to overfund, then now you've got the insurance policy. It's working. You know, it's in force. So I don't want to dismantle it. But I still look at the world in terms of the simplest possible solution, which to me is the 529 plan. And I don't really understand the huge benefit to you of having all of this money plopping into an insurance policy. So if anything, for the next couple of years, I'd rather fund 529 plans. You can keep the policy as long as you'd like, and it's not going to go away. And I think that what you really may want to consider is perhaps getting a second opinion on this. I know that if I had a fee-only certified financial planner sitting in front of me, that it would be a really hard call to make the insurance policy the best possible idea for you with this $100,000 gift every year. I don't want to dissuade you. I think it's amazing that you guys are doing great saving. You're doing terrific investing. I just really want you to concentrate on this concept of what am I trying to do? I'm trying to put a pool together of money for college and a pool for supplemental retirement. I guess what I'm suggesting is that let's do the college stuff. Let's get it in the 529. You can always put more money into this policy down the line. I just think that you may have gone through extra hoops that probably were not as necessary as maybe a salesperson would have characterized it. All right, that's it. That's the program. Thank you so much for listening. Don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow. It's all so exciting. If you've got a financial question, you can always find us. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, fill out the form, and don't forget to let us know if you want to come on the air. We always love it when you tell us what's going on. And if you've got a suggestion, maybe you've got a great resource that we need to add to our resources section, let us know. Of course, yes, sign up for the free weekly newsletter, but more importantly, do something nice for someone else today. Really, it'll make that person feel so good, it's going to make you feel good. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.